Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The chances are, the chances are. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Whoa, would you look at that? Another episode of the Super Mega Cast.
It worked!
With me, Ryan McGee, and my friend,
Matt Watson.
Yep. We're just a couple of entertainers, a couple of L.A. do-nothings who are trying to make their way in the world.
A couple of doofuses, a couple of goofsters, you could say.
And I'm sure we have a few jokes to tell along the way.
Yeah.
Because we're the Funny Brothers.
The Funny Brothers. Welcome back to another exquisite episode of the Funny Brothers podcast.
Yep.
Today, we're joined by very special guest, no one. Gotcha. Sorry, started out real silly.
Yeah.
I gotta.
A little too silly. Let's take it back. Let's take it back. Maybe we can find a topic that will help gel us into a normal conversation.
Something serious.
Something serious. Or something interesting, like AI voice generation or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah. In fact, that is an interesting subject, but we have a more important announcement to make. We got a special message from President Biden that he recorded just for you guys. And we'll talk about AI in a bit.
Okay.
It's a very separate conversation here. But we have a very special message. So let's go ahead and give it a listen.
All right.
Is this on? Hello? Hello? What is this? Okay, it's working, I think. The red, it's blinking at me. The red thing's blinking, I think that means that the red thing, it's blinking, so, okay, it's on, it's definitely working. Matt Watson and Ryan McGee, I love you, I love you fellas. You're a couple of jacks that I could hang around with and really clown up and down the streets with. We'll paint the town already and all like that. So, I love your podcast. The United States definitely approves of this podcast, and we thank you, little soldiers, so much. We love you, boys. Godspeed and God bless.
Can't get tired of that voice.
Right. But more impressive, you thought that was all? We also have a very special message from current President Trump.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Number 45. Let's go ahead and roll that clip as well.
Hello, listeners. This is your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, here with a message for the Super Mega Boys, the Funny Brothers is what we call them, and their audience, their lovely, beautiful, beautiful audience. So many beautiful people out there. This one goes out to Red Eye Ryan, because he's always smoking that grass. And Benzo Watson, call him that because of his drug habits. Always, he says he's got narcolepsy, but I think he's just on too many bends. So, just wanted to say thank you for the love, the support. Very nice seeing you recently. We had a great meal together. We had a great feast. Take care of those documents I gave you, boys. Don't let anybody see those. Those are for your eyes only. And thank you for what you've done with Melania. She was screaming and squirting in ways I've never heard her before. Just kidding. You know how I like to joke. But thank you guys for supporting the Super Mega Podcast, the Funny Brothers, whatever you like to call it. Whatever you want to call it, it's fine.
He's got a way with words.
Matt, I might have pulled some strings here.
Dude.
Because in that break, when we were listening to our current president, Donald Trump, I might have been able to get a very special guest. Joe Rogan, everybody.
What?
Joe Rogan. Yep.
Yeah, so this is a message for the Super Mega Podcast. You know, I'm a podcaster myself, but in this space, you know, there's plenty of room to go around. And, you know, these guys are funny, man. They're really funny. I watch them and I say, wow, these guys, you know, they've got a leg up on me in terms of comedy. So I just wanted to give just a shout out, you know, just to Matt and Ryan from Super Mega. I really think everyone should check out this podcast and, you know, listen to every episode. Even, Janie, can you pull up there, search Super Mega Patreon? Yeah, that one right there. Yeah, look at wow, they've got an after hours show. It's an extended version of their podcast. Wow. Yeah, but I wanted to check that out. Well, anyway, guys, great friends of the show, so take care.
Wasn't that insane?
That was inspiring, honestly.
And because Joe Rogan loves the show, he went ahead and got a guest that he loves having on his show a lot.
No.
Dr. Jordan Peterson.
Yep. Oh, roll the clip.
Hello to the Super Mega Cast. Great to be on this show. I just have to think sometimes about how funny, how absolutely funny this show really is. But I guess I have a message for Justin. Justin, you always have to look after yourself. I always talk about cleaning your room, really cleaning it and grinding it down to the bare bones. And you have to do that with your bunghole sport. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy how you can just walk around with yellow cross sprinkle all over the pink of your hole. It's just nuts, man. Seriously, work on that, Justin. Everyone else seems to be clean and tidy, which is the way to go. Love you, Super Mega. But Justin, come on, man.
Oh.
My God. Good gravy, man.
A lot of special guests this episode.
I know. We're starting bringing the punches, you know?
But now moving on to a separate conversation that has nothing to do with anything previously mentioned by our special guests is AI voice. Scary? Fun? Both? What do you think, Matt Watson?
I think it's very entertaining.
Very entertaining.
Very funny.
It is.
But also a bit unsettling.
Spent pretty much the whole workday yesterday playing with it. Yeah.
It's very fun to play with. I think like we're at that stage of AI right now where it's just entertaining.
Mm.
And I think at some point in the maybe not so far off future, we will probably cross that invisible line where all
that
of a sudden
threshold where
it's not so entertaining anymore. Now it's a little more nefarious and scary.
Well, I could believe someone like think of someone taking those clips and adding like a little bit of background noise. Like, did you hear this interview Joe Rogan gave? Sending it to like our parents. I feel like my mom or dad would definitely fall for something using these voices because they don't really pick up on the, they might just be like, oh, the reception was bad in that phone call. That's why it sounds all robotic.
Does your stepdad Jim like Donald Trump?
No, he does not. Believe, I know, crazy.
Really?
Yeah, crazy. He does not like Trump.
Okay.
Thought Trump was an idiot.
Wow. Well, he's wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, we could make a personalized message addressed to your stepdad or your mom and say and
with Joe Biden.
And tell your
Donald Trump.
One of the two. And say, like, you're never going to believe this, Mom. Guess who we got a voice message from?
He came on the podcast and I got him to give you a voice message. Cecile. Cecile, McGee.
You've got a very talented young
it's
boy.
It's not McGee. What? What? We'll just make him say what a lot.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Leave silences so, like, there's room to talk. Oh, that's nice. Anyways, I just wanted to,
I've noticed the older he gets, like the longer into his presidency, every day, the more it slightly just looks like he's looking at the sun. Like it looks like he went outside and the sun, like the beginning of his presidency, he went outside and it was cloudy and then the clouds started moving and the sun came out and he just, he squints more and more.
That's why it's so easy for him to fall asleep because he's already like 99% of the way they're just having his eyes closed. So he's always in like a foggy state. He always looks like he's like, it's like he's coming out of the ocean. He has salt in his eyes. He's just like, oh, you'd expect him to like, oh, rub his eyes a little bit, finally open them wide and be like, okay, ladies and gentlemen. But it really just maintains that static look throughout the whole speech.
He should start wearing just sunglasses.
That would fix it. That might fix
it. But I'm talking about like the sunglasses that like, fat dads wear to NASCAR events, you know, like the sporting sunglasses.
They should be the ones where you should start wearing sunglasses, the ones with the like eyes and the big eyelashes on them.
Not so sleepy now, huh? No, Jack.
He should do that during the next like him versus Trump because it's probably going to come down to that, I'm guessing.
Dude,
is Trump really going to, you think, be the, it's either him or who?
Probably DeSantis.
DeSantis.
I don't know. I don't know if Trump could get the support from the Republican Party.
DeSantis, though.
I think DeSantis.
So it's going to be DeSantis versus Biden.
Two fantastic choices.
Wonderful. I'm so excited. You know,
the thing is, every election cycle in our lifetime, it seems like it's just come down to, like, the lesser of two evils, two shitty opponents against each other. Mm-hmm. And you're like, how do we get here? But if it's DeSantis versus Biden, this will be the first election in our lifetime. Nice catch. This will be the first election in our lifetime where it's not down to two shitty candidates. It's down to two perfect, glorious little angels, you know? There you go. This mic is fucked and keeps slowly drifting away from me. So I have to kind of sit
You have to ruin your posture for the sake of our audience and them giving them a decent listening experience. Is there no way we can?
I'll sit like L from Death Note.
I wasn't doing this before.
Fuck it. Oh, I see why it's doing it. The cable is underneath it, so it's.
Oh, that definitely
did that fix it?
Oh yeah.
There we go.
We're thinking with numbers now.
I still might sit like this. Now you're thinking with portals, buddy. Hold on, let me get this all. Listen, Jack. Okay, let me just get this. Yeah, that works.
The candle looks nice. In fact, I'm sure it would look nice lit. I don't want to. It might fall.
Please. It's not gonna fall anymore.
Okay.
And if it falls, Ryan, I'll eat my words. I'll write them on a piece of paper and eat them.
Okay.
This is surprisingly comfortable, sitting like this.
That position?
Yeah. I can tell, though, that my quad, this one is going to cramp up within the next minute or two. It's starting to get that feeling.
You don't want to have a cramped quad for the podcast.
Do cramps technically, like, could you get, because, you know, like, when you exercise, lift weights, mm-hmm. what you're doing is you're straining the muscle and building it. A cramp, that muscle is fucking straining and tightening. Does it add to, like, if I let myself just cramp up nonstop, could I get shredded from that?
I don't think so, because there, remember those exercise, like, infomercials? Like, it was these infomercials back for exercise equipment that would, what is it? It, like, vibrates on your abs or the belt. Or it, like, it adds pressure and then, like, so you're actually doing something. It's not going to get you ripped.
But
it might be good for, like, post-workout, just like, oh, this helps loosen up the muscle a bit. Because, believe it or not, help loosening it up does deal with building up some lactic acid, and then like that release feels really good. That's like usually like when you think of like you're holding a weight and then you let it go, that just like rush of just like relief you get.
Those things are just moving the muscle, so it's not actually doing any work. But a cramp, the muscle itself is doing work. It's fucking tight. It's fucking.
But there's no resistance that it's actually going up against. It's just using its own like flex. You're just flexing it. I feel like there has to be some resistance to build muscle.
I think you can get ripped just by flexing a lot.
Because the point of building muscle is like tearing the muscle. And that's not just by stretching yourself. Like, you can't just stretch yourself out till your muscle tears and then it grows back stronger and that's how you can become ripped. Resistance training is important.
Wouldn't it be cool if I can get surgery where they just take a tiny little knife and just cut tiny little cuts in my muscles? I mean, they just grow back stronger. Just like a once a week session.
Yeah.
Just, and then next thing you know, I'm fucking shredded.
Well,
you ever think about the fact that technically you and I.
Okay, I'm thinking.
Could think hard. I could technically today probably get our hands on some steroids. And within 3 months, we would look fucking crazy jacked.
Steroids help you lose weight, helps you drain your body fat, helps you gain and maintain muscle.
I know steroids are bad, but like, I mean, steroids mainly seem bad to me for the side effects that the effects they have on your body, the unintended effects, you know.
Oh, like a deeper voice and more hair on your chest?
More women being attracted to you?
Yeah, I don't understand what, you know, people talk about these side effects like it's all negative. I think these are all good. Like, you get a more full head of hair, it can cure baldness.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It'll fix your eyesight. It'll cure your, like, if you have to use a hearing aid, there's been a lot of reports of people taking steroids and then being able to hear more clearly. It specifically works in the case, I forgot what the name of it is, specifically in the case where, like, you're only deaf in one ear. It's, like, called something. I don't know.
I can't tell if you're fucking with me or not.
I am.
Okay.
And the audience.
So what you're doing is very dangerous. You understand that, right?
Yes.
There's a lot of chumps listening to this that take everything that their favorite white YouTubers say and they fucking run with it and think it's true.
Well, there was one point where I think it was Steven Crowder likes smoking cigars because he's a big burly man.
Yeah, he does. It makes him look masculine.
He's a beautiful head of hair and he always got the strap on him, you know. So our friend Steven Crowder, more of your friend, I guess. But I like to include him in.
We hang out more than you guys hang out.
But we're still friends.
Yeah, you're still friends. So like, it's not a contest.
Our friend Steven Crowder smoking one of those big manly cigars, and he had this video where he was just trying to explain and describe to people, I believe, like the actual benefits of smoking cigars, of how like not cigarettes because that's what contains all the bad shit. It's like if you're just smoking like pure tobacco and like you're getting nicotine from a better source or something, there's actual health benefits to it.
Yeah, there are.
I could be misrepresenting our friend, and I would feel horrible for that. But I believe that's what... So I'm saying we start bringing cigars, forcing Justin to smoke more cigars. It would help his focus while editing. Jim...
Might help him grow a few inches.
While he's planning stuff for the company. You and I to be more funny so we can have more of a mental focus and levity to our job.
Yeah.
Luke, I'm sure, would help with the podcast. He could relax and he wouldn't be as stressed listening to the same voices all day. Justin loves us, so like, I'm not worried about that with him.
Yeah. Justin loves editing Let's Plays and listening to our jokes and voices. Luke, on the other hand, you know, it's tricky for him sometimes to have to listen to the slop that spills from our mouth. I said mouth because I see us as a singular unit.
We are. A lot of people, I remember back working for Game Grumps, and this has been said multiple times. Some people find it, I guess, somewhat difficult sometimes to jump into the middle of us, or we'll be in our own little world, as Brent would say. And he's like, you guys just, he might have just been saying we talk too much and we're annoying, but in a very nice way. But it sounded like a compliment to us. Like, we're really good friends and we finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Whether he meant it or not.
Exactly.
See, in that situation, we win regardless. If he meant it as an underhanded dig,
who cares?
Sorry, buddy. I took it with pride. Just like you guys will take these ad reads with pride. Go ahead and give a listen.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
And welcome back.
Yeah, that's right. It's time. It is 3:01.
Ooh.
You know? Like the old YouTube view counter. Remember? Great. It would get stuck at 301+.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how you knew a video was doing well. If your views, I mean, I'm at early Super Mega, we'd post a video, it gets stuck at 301+.
It's like that with Syndigo days too. I'm sure with kids with problems.
Mm-hmm. That meant we were having some champagne.
Oh yeah. That meant Markiplier mentioned us in a video of his.
Yeah, if we got that 301+, that meant that we got the coveted Markiplier shout out.
Oh, those Cindiplier collaborations.
Cindiplier.
Crisp.
When's Superplier happening?
Well,
Supermarky? Supermark?
Believe it or not, I have reached out to Mark specifically about setting up a Superplier channel. He just sends me pictures of like him doing this. Like it'll be a selfie of him going. He leaves the live photo on and his head will be shaking a little bit. No. So he's not really giving me a straight answer. He's giving me more of like his own version of a GIF. He's just
right.
But it could be, you know how Mark is. It could be a joke and it's just flying way over my head.
Well, also he might just be trying to give you just like a smolder look and he doesn't even realize live photo is turned on and he might just be like adjusting, trying to take the picture, not even shaking his head,
to compensate for the light.
Right, right, okay. Right. You know, trying to figure out the best angle, you know. You know what's freaky about live photos?
What?
If you take a picture with your iPhone,
okay,
and you have live photo turned on,
yep,
and you go and you watch it, mm-hmm, you'll notice that the live photo actually begins before you took the picture, which means that
the camera's always recording.
It's always recording.
Hmm.
You can try this. Like, for instance, just go try it. It's crazy. I don't know. They might have.
I'll try it right now.
Changed that.
So do you know a good way to test it?
Let me try to figure out a good way. I mean, because I remember, you know, one way to see it is if you
take how about this? Just I'll tell you when I'm like,
don't blink until, I guess,
on one or
just,
on
just,
on
just
go.
Just blink three times and then I'll take a picture.
Okay.
I don't know. It seemed a little delayed.
Oh, shit. Can I just hold this down?
Oh. I think you just hold the picture down.
Got all three.
I blinked all three times.
Yep.
So you took the picture after I blinked three times.
You went blink, 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 picture.
And it got all three of them.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's
ladies and gentlemen.
The camera's recording you.
Apple, what is this about?
Yeah, that's kind of freaky, guys.
Sometimes I use the camera as like a little mirror to check the warts on my penis if they are warts. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're not. Most of the time they're not.
Yeah, right. But you don't want Apple to have that information?
No, I don't.
Selling it to the Saudis?
Exactly. That would just be embarrassing for me. Because I want people to have the idea that I have a clean penis, you know.
Which you do. It's not just an idea. Yeah. And I mean, to think that there could be some Saudi prince out there right now sitting in his penthouse apartment with his pet tiger and pet monkey. Looking all at three of them are looking at video live exactly. videos of your penis warts.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
It is, because who knows what kind of stranglehold he has, one, on his economy, which could help me out in terms of our viewers, where it doesn't just affect me and my streaming numbers, which someone earlier said, Ryan, you mentioned you were streaming on Twitch, and I haven't seen your streams. Because I told people I've been streaming every day since the new year began. And this one guy claims to not see my stream notification or says that the last time I streamed was like half a year ago plus. No, I mean, Matt streamed with me last night. We streamed for a good six plus hours.
Yeah, six and a half.
So, I mean, I have all of my VODs up on Twitch. So you can just go check. The last one should be with Matt. As I said, it's like six some hours long. I had fun. That was fun.
Dude, and there was that legendary peanut moment in that one.
Yeah, okay.
That was funny
as
hell.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil too much, but that's probably halfway through.
Yeah. The VODs are up.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to miss the peanut moment. It's disappointing. People not really tuning in.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a grind, right? Like, no one just wakes up and has a million views on Twitch, right?
Well, I'm not looking for a million views. I used to at least, you know, I would get a few hundred. And now I'm barely scraping by. It's still like a handful of viewers. Can't even count them on three hands. Maybe even two. Maybe I just have like five sometimes. But the average I see is like six now. I guess I went up a little
bit. Well, I have it pulled up on my phone when we're streaming together.
And I appreciate that because it does help Twitch go, hey, people are watching this guy.
Do you count as a viewer too?
Well, because I have two other accounts pulled open. I have my main account. Then I have my personal mod account. And then I have my dummy account. And I kind of have all of them in chat, you know. If I don't want to call someone out and come off as rude, I'll have my other account. But my stream, my viewers don't, I think, listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about that information, whatever.
Everyone should go check out your streams, though.
Yeah.
Look at the perfect square I've made my pinky into on camera. You like that?
That's good. That's some good shit.
Kind of freaky, isn't it?
Yeah, I am freaked out. That is freaking me out. I am...
Well, let me tell you something,
I'm
Ryan.
I'm perturbed.
Don't be perturbed.
Okay.
It's not voodoo. It's not black magic.
What is it?
It's just me bending my little pinky.
That's insane.
See that?
Have you tried showing that off at a talent show of some kind? Like a local LA talent show?
I honestly...
Maybe down in Hollywood. Ooh.
Like go to a high school talent show even.
I mean, you could, but I'm thinking bigger. I'm thinking, like, this is kind of maybe above a talent show, like Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon type of shit.
All right, guys, see this guy.
So, wait a second. No, don't do it. Just, Wani, get a close-up on this. Get a close-up on this, okay? Matt, just, you can do it. Oh, my God, guys, right? See, Luke, just add applause, and I don't even know if you could distinguish that between, you know, one of the Jimmy Kimmel, Conan O'Briens, one of the greats.
Now,
and what's the difference?
Jimmy, you might notice I'm doing two Jimmy? Fingers now.
Ooh.
Look at that.
Oh! What? What? Oh, my God. Holy balls. I guess that's what Fallon would probably say that
yeah.
instead of Kimmel. I can channel both. It's more an amalgamation of all the different talk show hosts.
You just got to make sure you laugh and you clap your hands and you go like that.
Yes.
You got to bend forward while you laugh and clap your hands.
Do that, you know.
I saw a video of him showing up at a party in the 90s, just like a house party, like a tiny house party. He just like walks through the door and it's filmed on like an old camera.
Wait, is he just showing up there like drinking a Bud Light?
Yeah, he's just like showing up with like some beer, just showing up at a house party.
Yeah, you know, there's people that had that experience with Markiplier. I know, we bring him up a lot, but he's a big celebrity. And, you know,
what do people do with celebrities? They talk about them.
Exactly. So I feel like, you know, we were close to him, so why not manipulate that to get us more revenue and clicks? Anyways, I think I've told this story before. This is when Daniel and I were in college. And he came and visited South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
One of the days we just went out, to a just a college party, and it's just one
just
of
a
those
house party.
Yeah, where everyone's just holding a drink and having smaller conversations around. And Mark dressed nice. He wore a button-up shirt that day.
Damn.
Wore, I think, a pair of jeans that he brought.
Okay.
He looked nice.
Casual.
Hand in his pocket with beer in hand.
That's the way to do it, man.
Yep.
That's the way to say, yeah, I'm a rich celebrity, but I also can loosen up a little bit when needed.
He,
Wait,
he,
did he have the, hold on, very important.
Okay.
Did he have the one thumb out of the pocket?
He had the one thumb out.
So he had the hand in with the one thumb out?
Yes.
That's cool.
We had to leave early because no one recognized him and he started to get a little frustrated.
Right.
But I can understand that. When you do as much as he does for the world, to not be recognized would be infuriating.
When I go to a house party or a high school party and no one recognizes me, I don't stay long.
No.
In fact, what I do, it's, and you know, it might be a little petty, you know, I get that. But I'll go into the main bathroom, the one that everyone's using at the party. I'll take a shit and I won't flush it. And I'll just walk out the door.
Good. I mean, it's well deserved.
That is like, a fun party trick.
I'm of the same way where if I walk into, let's say it's a surprise birthday party and there's no sign that specifically states happy birthday, Ryan McGee or Ryan, at least I'm down for just Ryan. Then I just kind of am like, okay, who was this surprise for? This doesn't look like it was really planned that well. It looks like it was a last minute thing. You're also putting me at, you know, like I'm out of my comfort zone all of a sudden, like in this social interaction, but specifically the fact that there would be no sign and it states that it's my birthday.
Well,
I would definitely be peeved, pissed off, mad, upset.
I know. And we've done a better job at that.
Yes.
If you remember on your 26th birthday, we surprised you.
Mm-hmm.
No sign. And you were so terrified. You were terrified.
I
didn't know what was happening when everyone popped out and said surprise. Even though it was your birthday, I mean, you took off running out the front door.
I still have flashbacks.
I know, and it would have been okay if you would just took off running, but the fact that you went to your car and you got the gun out from under your seat.
How else would you expect a logical person to respond?
You scared everyone there really bad.
All of a sudden, there are 10 people with my friends' faces on them just appeared in my house. Some of them would have to travel a long way. You think I'm going to think people are going to like travel all that distance for a birthday party? No.
No, I get it.
These were either thieves who like made masks out of my friends' faces to confuse me, or this was a ghost situation and all my friends are dead and they're haunting my house.
It's a birthday party.
Yes. Which seemed like the least logical thing.
I get it. And
you can see why I wouldn't think it was a birthday party. I mean, it was like halfway into my birthday, you know, it was almost over essentially.
I will say the hostage negotiator did a fantastic job.
Oh, Brandon.
Yeah.
Love
keep
that
in touch.
Guy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
He got
good.
Us out of there in like 3 hours.
Yes.
You know, no one got hurt. So very, very impressive. You know, I mean, those guys must train a lot for that.
And you know what's also very impressive? How quickly we're going right back to ads.
Ad reads.
Yep.
Suckers.
Welcome back, everyone. You know how we had special guests on the beginning? During this ad break, Joe called me up and he said he talked about me on the show, on the Joe Rogan podcast, the Joe Rogan Experience, as I guess his fans would talk about it. And you know, I'm known for being crass. You know, this isn't your mother's podcast.
No.
And so I've said a few crass things, and he jumped to my defense in a podcast of his recently. And I looked, and he did. And so I just wanted to play the clip because I think it's just so sweet. But yeah, so.
He's saying something that's fucked up and funny. And
yeah.
It's funny because it's fucked up, because you're not supposed to say it, which is the exact thing he's done his whole career.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. I'm glad that we got guys like Joe that are willing to stick their neck out.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'd say the same thing about you, too. I think it's more of a joint effort, you know. He might have been talking about me specifically in that moment, but he was more in line referencing Super Mega.
Well, he likes you a little more. You saw what he said about See You There.
Yeah.
He wasn't the biggest fan of my album.
No.
He said, look, another YouTuber making music.
But it's not a personal thing.
It's very mediocre music.
He's just giving his honest opinion. That's just what he is. He's
wow,
honest. He's
deep.
Blunt.
I know, that's why people like him. It hurt my feelings, but it's also the end of the day, you know, if you're gonna, not everyone's gonna like your music, right? There's always gonna be people that don't like your music, so I get it. Yeah. You know, otherwise, you know, there's no such thing as a perfect musician except for Drake, Michael Jackson, and Sean Kingston. But and not in that specific order, but I, you know, I get it. He said it was a...
Oh, you're forgetting about Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham, yeah.
I'm sorry. This sounds like a mean dig. I actually like that dude's stuff. You know, he's a small comedian. Have you heard of him?
Check this guy out. He's pretty cool. Goes by Bo Burnham. I mean, his name is Bo. How many guys do you know nowadays named Bo?
Not many. Probably, if I did meet a Bo, he would be racist and not such a left leaning king.
Honestly, Bo is a very southern racist sounding name.
Hey, Bo. I think that's also just terminology. Like, you remember in the South, people like, "Hey, Bo."
Hey, Bo.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's synonymous with bro or boy. You know.
Hey, Bo. There's also a lot of things that, like, I think kids actually thought this is what these things meant, or it was slang that I wasn't aware of. One of them, particularly, I have this like memory of. Because this kid laughed at me and told his friend, and his friend laughed at me.
Oh, fuck him, dude.
So I was just saying, because this was in middle school. I had a bit of a phase where I collected bobbleheads. Bobbleheads, I would mostly get base. So I said that I started collecting bobbleheads. And the kid goes, I'm like, what? You know, I'm just, you say that again. He doesn't tell me what it is. He wants me to say it again to further embarrass myself.
Right, that's a horrible move.
So I tell him, I'm collecting bobbleheads, and I start listing off the different bobbleheads I had. There are a bunch of different Major League Baseball players in there.
He took the bait.
And then he goes, whoa, 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 wait, and he calls his friend over. Say that again. I said, I'm collecting bobbleheads. And again, before I can get on anymore, they start laughing. And then they let me in on the little secret. They told me that bobblehead meant someone who liked giving blowjobs.
I've never heard that, but it makes sense.
Yeah, right?
Bobblehead?
Yeah. I never heard of that. I was just seeing if you did.
No, I've never heard of that, but also, I mean...
Or maybe if people in the comments might be able to help a brother out.
Here's the thing, though.
Okay.
In no way should that be embarrassing for you, because if you're collecting bobbleheads, that means you're collecting a group of people that love giving you a blowjob.
Bitches, not women. Bitches.
Right? Yeah. So you're collecting bitches that love giving brain. So what I'm saying is, like, they have no right to laugh.
The joke's on them, because they're not getting any bobbleheads.
They're not getting any, no.
I have bobbleheads. I have a lot of bobbleheads that I own. I don't anymore. I don't own a single bobblehead. Isn't that sad?
It's a really funny term.
Ryan's bobblehead phase. Bobbleheads fell off.
Dude, I could 100% see you now as a 28-year-old having another bobblehead phase. You're in your board game phase.
I am.
You're in your motorcycle phase. Now you're in the board game phase.
I was forced out of my motorcycle phase, unfortunately. Unless I become...
You don't even want to say it.
No.
You're scared you'll jinx it.
Yes.
What, you lose your fingers?
I have McGee luck. McGee luck isn't great.
I don't know. You're pretty successful.
Yeah. For now.
Don't say that.
Well...
I'm knocking on wood for you.
I didn't say anything, though. But that's just...
I said you were successful, so I knocked on wood for you.
Okay,
but I just did it twice. Does that negate it?
I don't think so. I think as long as you just knocked on the wood, it's fine.
Okay. You know, it's that famous song by the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. It goes, never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has. It makes me wonder if I should. It makes me wonder if you ever have to. And, you know, it actually is almost identical to the old Disney Channel music. That's in the song.
I'm Miley Cyrus, and you're watching Disney Channel.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yep.
They should bring that back and have us on.
Well,
I'm Jake Paul, and you're watching.
Is there anyone who has connections to where we could be like, the bad guys? You know, they have to cast a bunch of stuff, I'm sure. Anyone on Nickelodeon or Disney Channel, we could be the bad adults in like an episode of something. We could be like the janitors trying to steal the cafeteria money.
Dude, I would fucking love,
you know what I mean,
it to be a bad guy in a kid's show. You know? We could have our own moment like this, Ryan.
I forgot about this.
I play myself, also known as Markiplier. Gaming is fun. You get a sense of togetherness out of it.
What show? The Zardvark? Oh! I forgot he said that.
Gamer's Guide to pretty much everything.
Okay.
So see, you and I could play like a team of bad guys in an episode of a kid's show. If anyone has any contacts at Disney,
we could be good guys. We could be like the buffoon adults at like a taco stand.
I think we would be great on a Disney Channel kid's show.
I think so.
That kind of slapstick played up like with the laugh track.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, if anyone like, just this is showing that we're interested. Contact Jim specifically. His phone number is, hold up 1 second.
I believe it starts with a 9.
Let me check. I'm going to see if you're right on that.
Area code starts with a 9.
Hold up. Oh, it'd be easier just instead of scrolling through just to search.
Sure, yeah.
There he is.
What's his phone number?
It is, of course you want to do the +1 because if it's international,
I guess. Yeah.
But, so just, hit up Jim and he'll help facilitate whatever your producers or casting director needs, I guess.
Or if you're old school, you can send them a written letter at.
Yes.
But yeah, honestly, also the offer is still open for us to write a Family Guy episode. I'm not kidding. I'm not gassing this up. I think we could write a killer Family Guy episode.
The writers of Game of Thrones, or the showrunners or whoever the fuck, got to write an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So why can't we write an episode of Family Guy?
We're comedians. And also, I mean, like, if there's any writers out there for TV shows and, you know, you don't just want to take our word for it, we wrote a book, which you can go read online or listen to the audiobook or buy the physical to show you our writing prowess. Because if you go and you look at this book that we wrote and you get some laughs out of it.
Not just look at it, but read it.
Read it or listen to it. It's only, it's like 3 hours something. It's about 4 hours for the audiobook. You'll see like, okay, these guys could write a good Family Guy episode.
The New York Times bestseller list like strictly said it would not put it on the list because it would make all the other books look bad.
And that's embarrassing because the same week, Bill O'Reilly was on the list for one of his new books.
Yep.
And they didn't want to do it to him like that.
Yeah,
and I get
exactly.
it. I frankly get it. So, guys, please, either
help us
write an episode of a TV show or just have us guest on an episode.
I would love, you know, some.
I'll do it for free.
Some like iCarly type shit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about you. I personally would be on a TV show for free.
I'd be a recurring kind of every now and then. You know, like the smoothie guy from iCarly? I'd be like him. Every now and then I just show up for a few hours, do my bit, and head out. I'm on a show every now and then.
We're non-union. Makes it a lot easier. You don't have to go through SAG for us. You can just call us up. We'll do it. And we don't have agents or anything, so pretty easy. Pretty easy to get us.
I would just want some lunch.
Yeah, lunch.
Or breakfast if it's an early shoot. Dinner if it's a late shoot. Just meals. And that could be like a McDonald's hamburger.
We would like our own trailer.
We could share.
Yeah, we could share a trailer, but we would like our own trailer on lot.
Yes.
As well as
taking up space.
No one else has a trailer because it's just like a single day shoot. We're the only ones with a trailer.
They bring trailers back. Yeah, we're bringing them back, baby. Star Tours, whatever the fuck that company is.
Star Tours, I think. No, Star Tours is the ride at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It's Starline. I know what you're talking about. Where like the double decker bus.
Yeah.
They drive around Hollywood, go to celebrities' houses.
Oh no, not that. Sorry, not Star Tours. I'm thinking of.
Oh, you're thinking of the company that does the trailers.
But
I can see the
like,
logo in my
it's
head.
It's like Star Wars based, maybe. I know
the logo because I've seen it when I'm driving past like movie shit. Filming trailers, Star, I gotta know this now, man.
I can't put.
But if you search filming trailer, it comes up with movie trailers.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, you know what movie I want to watch?
What?
I want to watch A Knock at the Cabin.
The Me too. Shyamalan. I do good. Too. Has Ron Weasley in it.
Yeah. It looks fun.
And Dave Bautista.
He looks great in that movie.
Dave?
Yeah. Like, I really like his character in the trailer.
I've specifically not watched. I wasn't so much into the Beach That Turns You Old movie.
No, it's stupid.
But the what looks like religious zealots wanting to maim, kill, slash sacrifice a gay couple and their little Asian daughter, right up my alley.
Right up my alley as well. God. Well, perfect. They what they want is they want the family to sacrifice one of their own to prevent the apocalypse.
Okay.
And they think it's just
I've purposely not watched the trailer.
Okay. You haven't?
Yeah.
You haven't seen the trailer?
I've only seen the first trailer where it didn't show much.
Oh yeah. And Ron Weasley's standing there like it looks good. I watched like the more extensive trailer last night. It looks fun.
That's what I wanted to be. I just wanted to be fun. It's M. Night Shyamalan.
It looks very fun.
It's M. Night Shyamalan, baby. You know it's got to be fun.
I still need to see The Whale. Is it on streaming yet?
I don't know.
I really want to see The Whale.
It's good.
I will say, though, I watched the scene of him binge eating and puking, and it was one of the first things
to trigger
my emetophobia in years, where it gave me this weird dread feeling that I have not felt since I was, like, much younger. And so I was like, oh.
It's a very sad movie. I, of course, you know, it's you know, maybe a little hyperbolic for my situation, but I do have a problem with binge eating, and it is like just kind of like that, this frustration that builds up, and then it bursts, and you just eat a shit ton, and then you feel bad. It's like this cycle, and I connected with that bit, and it made me choke up.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm like, I am the whale. Then I left, and I called the director, and I specifically demanded to be in a sequel. But he said, fuck off. So probably not.
Darren's a bean guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he broke up with Jennifer Lawrence. So
that hot dame.
How smart can he really be? Right. What does he know?
Jennifer Lawrence, you know, she seems like she's very classist. She wouldn't date guys like us. She wouldn't come down to our level. That would make her seem cool and relatable. Right.
Why don't celebrities ever want to date
YouTubers?
Don't
you think that would make Jennifer Lawrence specifically seem cool and relatable and more appealing to have in your movies now if she dated, I don't know, you or me.
Or both of us.
Yeah, or both of us.
You know?
You know, in a platonic, not in a non-platonic, very sexual, three-way relationship with two hit YouTubers who have a podcast, which is still a rare medium. Not a lot of people have those these days.
No, it's a dying art.
Yeah, they all have their TikTok accounts now.
We don't do that.
No.
So I think also it's great for breaking down social boundaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
For polygamy, you know? She can be a trendsetter. She
polyamorous.
She like if we had a three-way, a throuple with Jennifer Lawrence, I can't think of anything better for her career.
Exactly. We get to
it's a win-win for everyone.
We get to go to the Oscars.
We get to go to the Oscars.
Nothing actually sounds... If I got invited, you know, it's that whole thing of you talk shit until you're invited. I would definitely go to the Oscars. But I will say at the same time, it seems like one of the worst things to have to sit through. It seems awful. Like you're there for, what, 5 hours in a seat just watching awards being given out?
I'd be there for the people watching.
Yeah.
All that watching all the different celebrities interact.
Okay.
And shit. I mean, that would be
interesting. That would be worth it then.
You know, like.
But we are celebrities, so it's not that appealing to us,
yeah.
Really. But if we were the common man, the common folk, then yeah, I could see that being fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe like our editor Luke would find more entertainment in it because,
yeah.
You know, we see a celebrity every time we look in the mirror, Ryan. So it's not like it's a rare thing.
Yeah.
But for some peasant, I mean, to use the word in that way.
It's you're using it correctly. There's nothing like, as long as you're not using it in a derogatory sense.
No. It's just describing Lucas for what he is.
Yes.
So I think he would enjoy it quite a bit.
Yeah.
Jim, I don't know if I could trust Jim at an event like that.
He can be a bit grabby, be a bit handsy. Oh, Jim. Which is great, you know? I love Jim. He's a great guy. Just got to watch them hands.
Oh, Jim, DJ Jim, the great DJ Jim.
I love Jim, DJ Jim. Oh, I've just forgot. We had a very special surprise for those who made it this far into the podcast. So here we go. Just give me a countdown from five, if you can.
Is this the end of the podcast?
Don't spoil it.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry. Five, four, three.
Just end it.
Two.
Do they already know?
One.
They already know.
Here, roll the clip, Luke.
My fellow Americans, only be clear. The Super Mega Podcast, also known as the Funny Brothers Podcast, is, hands down, the funniest podcast myself, my wife Michelle, or anyone in my entire cabinet has ever listened to. And I don't say these kinds of things lightly. Let me be clear. I support Matt and Ryan from Super Mega with the utmost American passion and support, more so than I supported our troops during the wars. Now, boys, I know you've had some problems in the past with certain individuals, specifically one Mark Fishbach. Well, I'd like to let you know I've personally ordered a drone strike on his residence in Los Angeles, California. The Funny Brothers will no longer ever have to worry about Markiplier. Thank you, and God bless.
Man, it's always a slam dunk when I see Ryan and Matt. Love you guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.